from this year, Portfolio committee presentation on the second quarter 2016 financial report in the monitoring IYM and the day 16 February 2016. There are any changes on that? My sincere apologies. The request that we have is to decide if we zoom straight into quarter three as the finances are cumulative instead of doing quarter two first and doing quarter three. We go to quarter three and then it's time allows them to get to quarter three, quarter two. The appropriation of the department is 189 million originally. And during the AEMP, the adjustment of estimate, we got 2.1 million to cover the expenses for compensation of employees for cost of living adjustment. And as at 31 December 2015, the department has spent 142 million out of the budget of 189. Included in the budget of the Department of 189 million, it is the appropriation for the CGE, the transfer of 67 million. So which leaves the net budget of the department as 121 million. Under administration, the budget of the department is 78 million. Under program 2 is 86 million. In program 3 is 6.2 million, in program 4 is 15 million. The expenditure as of 31 December for the program, for program 1 was 61 million, for program 2 64, and for program 3 6.5, and for program 4 10 million, which then means the budget as of the total percentage of budget in December is 76%. Economic classification, originally the department was allocated 66.521 million for compensation of employees. Due to budgetary constraints on goods and services, we did a variance which is within the prescribed allowed amount. We did a variance of 2.5 to goods and services to assist in augmenting the possible overspending or shortfalls in goods and services. We then left us with 6.5 million. In that 6.5 million, we could also include the quota that I had indicated earlier on. In our goods and services, then we had 52 million. In that 52 million, we've got about 14 million, which relates to office accommodation. So under economic classification, in terms of allocation and expenditure. Under compensation of employees, we extend about 72% as at 31 December. In goods and services, we extend 84%. Transfers and subsidies, which is mainly 7 substitute wishes means to choose, we extend for 76 seconds. Capital payments, we extend 22 seconds. The capital payments, it shows that we are understanding it. However, the funds that are there have been earmarked for ICT projects and also a comprehensive security project. We changed a little bit in terms of reporting now on financial management, because the member has asked that we do it in line with the IYM according to the way we report to treasurer. So now in the slide we've included a narrative that talks to revenue and payment of invoices. The department has collected a revenue of 24,000. That is mainly 24,000, which is mainly collected from a commission from vanishes that we're collecting on behalf of debt practice. And that has been paid over to the revenue fund. Under payment of invoices, in quarter three, we had received 1,028 invoices, where we take 1,024 within 30 days, and we slip 4 invoices when paid outside of 30 days. But the department has since introduced constant management measures on the issue of paying invoices. We took on cognizance of the fact that the committee as well has raised displeasure in us not paying within the allowed time. So now the responsibility managers, if they take time in verifying invoices, they are receiving warning letters that they must explain reasons why the invoices were not paid within 30 days. And that, in a way, it is helping us in improving. For the period under review, we didn't have fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Under irregular expenditure, if the committee would remember, we've always carried the amount of irregular expenditure for HR appointments, which has recently been condoned. But the total irregular expenditure, inclusive of both HR and SCM non-partiality, SCM processes, amounted to 686, 291 of which related to HR, and 392,000 related to SCM. As the department, the committee requested us to indicate what are the achievements that we can highlight as a department, and what was the challenge that we had in the department in the financial year. The department still has serious financial concerns, and we do our utmost here to ensure that we monitor and ensure that the department does not have overspending or unauthorized expenditure. We have also, considering where we come from as a department, we have also improved on irregular expenditure and the payment of 30 days, payment of invoices within 30 days. In the challenges we still have as with the financial constraints, then it becomes difficult for the department to adequately resource its structure. And the budget in terms of goods and services to meet the commitments and roll out or implement each mandate, it becomes also a challenge. If it's time for the members, I won't go into details according to program, as I have summarized the presentation in the first 2 slides. So otherwise the other slides are detailing the performance of each program. I don't know whether it would be okay, we have been asked to indicate what were the major events up to from April until the end of December, and then any other international trips. From the beginning of the financial year in June, we had to find ourselves as a department, though it was not started before. The council was hosting the AU summit, and in that hosting of the AU summit, our minister was supposed to also the high level panel of ministers responsible for women in Africa. So we had to meet that commitment of the AU summit. We had the August month, and the expenditure for the August month was 7.9 million, and for the AU summit was 1.2. We also had 16 days of activity, which is not covered in the budget of the department. With that one, we get funding from the GPS fund coming from Treasury. Under international trips, we've provided a list up to December that indicates all the international trips that have been undertaken by the department and the total expenses that relate to the international trips. And that's the end of the financial report and major events in international trips. The next report that I have to do is on AGFA, the Action Plan, Improvement Plan of the 2014-15 report.
Before we go to the next
the next presentation that relates to finance is the coordination of the audit improvement plan that is based on AGFA findings of 2014-15. Last time we were in the portfolio committee, we submitted the document, but before the document did not have slide number 2. We have since made amendment to slide number 2 to make things easier for the committee, for the members to read the document. Mainly it summarizes the number of findings that were raised by each component, and also it then is sort of an agent for the members to be able to pick up what are the ones that we have dealt with and closed. And the ones that we put in as yellow, it means it's processes that are ongoing. It's difficult for us to say they are closed. We rectify what was reported. However, things can still come up when we're being audited again. But I must say, with the interim audit that we had, the department has improved in terms of repeat findings that were raised in previous financial years. Under finance, we had 38 findings that were raised. 50 findings were instantly resolved because they were relating to financial statements. So we had to then readjust the financial statements and close the matter. The 23 are appearing as ongoing. They are ongoing in the sense that it's not like they have not been resolved. What happened last year has been resolved. However, because it's an ongoing process, it's difficult to say completely it's resolved, because we would say today it's resolved and then another finding is found, let's say on asset register, that assets are not in the asset register, all of them. It's an ongoing process right throughout the year. So to say it's completely green, it was resolved at that particular time, but because we continue procuring assets, we could have missed out one asset that we didn't put in the asset register, hence we then say it's ongoing. It also relates to 30-day payments. We were reported as not having complied, so we cannot say we have fully dealt with that because it still happens from time to time. Under HR 12, 3 have been completely resolved, 9 is ongoing. Also, it's the same principle. Internal audit was 3, 1 was resolved, 2 is ongoing. Strategic management is 2. One was resolved, we left with 1. Information technology was 2, 1 was resolved, we left with 1.
So from page 3 up to the last page of the presentation, without wasting time, I will just indicate to the members that the audit finding is raised on the first column. The second column indicates what we as a department say we're going to put in place to ensure that we resolve or we clear what was raised by AG. And on the third column, it is the progress today. How far are we in terms of resolving that? And then the indicator, the status indicator that is either green or yellow showed us where we are. As I indicated earlier, the bank balance or commercial bank deposit bank accounts not included in financial statements. So that had to be done immediately. Hence we are saying now it is resolved, it's done. So without wasting any time further, I don't think it would be worthwhile to go through each and every one, but I would rather give members a chance to ask questions from the session so that we can respond. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you. And we will try to follow the same pace with the 3 hours of the case, but without wanting to skim over things, particularly given that we did not get the presentation to the committee on time, and we have heard this very loudly that we need to look at this, and we will work on that to make sure that the staff is happy. Chairperson, the presentation too much of the the detail of what has changed in the ACC. And then part of what we have also requested was the new structure, with legal old structure, and our current HRDs. So our chief director of corporate management will then talk you through those slides. So if you're comfortable with that, I will then proceed to move into the presentation. Move to the next slide, please. The committee will be aware of the fact that in July, August of every year, the department sits down to do a strategic review. Ours was a very profound strategic review, given that we were a department that had only been formed in previous years. We've been through the NMOS process, which was completed by October of 2014. We have then, in the beginning part of this financial year, done a restructuring to ensure that we had a structure that was compatible with our new mandate, that mandate being to concentrate on women, to the exclusion of children as people with disabilities, but most importantly to focus on the socioeconomic empowerment of women and gender equality. We completed that, and you'll remember that we had our structure approved in the May-June period. We were then able to do the skills in the process and then do the matching inspection. So parallel to that process, we then set out to do a major strategic review based on the work that we were doing and the NTSF, and to determine whether in fact we have adequately captured the strategic direction that is required of the Minister for Performance Review. So given that we are a department that is still in our infancy, our strategic review was somewhat deeper and more radical than would be expected in a department that has been fairly well established. So that has resulted in us then realizing that in order to achieve, moving to the next slide, the mandate and the vision of the department that we captured on this slide just for ease of reference, that in order to be able to capture this and to deliver on this, we would need to continuously refine our ACP. As I started to implement the ACP at the beginning of last year, we realized the shortcomings of some of the way in which we had conceptualized the strategic objectives. So we have gone through the process of reviewing the logic model of the department, we have gone through the process of reviewing the strategic objectives, and in that sense, then reflected back on our delivery processes. So moving to the next slide, which prior to this, the strategic focus of the department. Placing ourselves in the middle is our mandate to socioeconomic empowerment, women and gender equality. As we've done the work over the last 6 months, since that July 1920 stress session that started this process, we have built on a process that has been taken place in Mexico. We've realized that there are effectively three kind of categories of services that we deliver. And we portray it this way because as we deliver as a department, we have to deliver in an integrated way. There's no single component of our department that is clearly responsible for these policy managers will not achieve. There's no singular component that does not do any evaluation and impact analysis of that program entirely on their own. And similarly, the advocacy and gender outreach is also not, situated in a component to the exclusion of the rest of the department. So if you were to take that, if you were to take the grey circle that links the gender thought leadership, policy analysis and knowledge sharing, and the monitoring evaluation of gender impact of government programs and gender outreach and advocacy, that grey circle could be the strategic gender mainstream, which cuts across all of those functions. So that where we are being involved in gender thought leadership and innovation in that regard, whether we are monitoring the impact of the 9-point plan and socioeconomic empowerment as we move through the 9-point plan, or we are involved in national dialogues around CDU. It's ensuring that we put gender solidly into the center of all of those programs that would be what informs us. So this is the strategic thinking that lies behind our revised ACP and the ACP that we will be tabling in 10 days' time. Moving to the next slide. I'm afraid that this slide is a bit busy, but let me speak to it because it will, I hope, become a reference point between us and the Petroleum Committee around the link between our ACP Ministers' Performance Agreement, the NGFS. I'm going to start, and I wish I had a our mandate, which is this, to the SDGs, which would be Goal 5, which is the SDG that deals with gender equality, and then the Aspiration 6, Action J of the AU, the Africa Agenda 2063. So in this slide, we try to map for ourselves, but also for you as a portfolio committee, how our mandate then connects to those elements. So if I can talk through these circles, you will see there the Ministers Performance Agreement. On this slide here, it's the NDP Chapter 11, which cascades in outcome 13. The title of the outcome is a comprehensive, responsible, and sustainable social security system. And we have responsibility in terms of sub-outcome 1 and 2. This is, in fact, I should have started with outcome 14 because that is actually the real part of what the President has given to Minister as the performance area. So it's chapter 15 of the NDP, outcome 14, which is a diverse, socially cohesive society with a common national identity, and it's outcome 2, which deals with the issues of gender equality, social cohesion, non-racialism, no xenophobia, that we are responsible for. But that also links to the 2053 Aspiration 5 and the SDGs 10 and obviously 5. And you'll see as we go around SDG 5, we've met to all of the SDGs because we need to ensure that no matter which SDG we work on, we are actually going to be able to ensure that we put women very solidly into the centre of that. So if you look then at outcome 14, and you go up to this corner, there you will see the work that you will see as Zaltech through the revised ACP, cut up in terms of our work on Women's Month, young women's work exposure, which is where our work with technical, Uweso, and Tech Girl Child work took in, the International Women's Day work, hashtag 365 days of no violence, the 15 days of activism against women and children, and our National Dialogue campaign, which the current focus for the National Dialogue is on violence against women and children. I'm going to get a resubmit at the end of this if you continue. Outcome 3 then is the next outcome that is in the Minister's performance review. Not in the sense that Minister is a lead minister in it, but in the sense that we have a contribution to make to this outcome 3, and in particular to sub outcome 1. Outcome 3 is all people are and all people in South Africa are and feel safe. Now for us as women is a critically important element, and you will remember, I'm sure, every commissioner of police has said, I will be able to speak peacefully when women are able to walk the streets at night safe at this time without being harassed, beaten up, raped in any sense. So for us a very important part, and that's where our links to the gender-based violence would fit in. But it also links to the African Agenda 2063, Aspiration 3, and to the SDG 16 and the SDG 5. If you look at the yellow at the top, the box, the square box, our work there is focusing on improved integrated services for victims of sexual offences. We are part of the process with the department, led by the Department of Justice around the implementation of the Sexual Offences Act. And part of our role there is to be able to look at is that process adequately implemented the lives of women and girl children primarily, but obviously also all victims of sexual offences. And our emphasis there is to look at integrated services. We have a best practice model, but are we actually, is it sitting the ground in the way that it should, are we able to upscale it to the point where it reaches all areas, but it needs to be tweaked between an urban area, which is relatively easy, a rural area in which people, women and victims are maybe very far from the police station or the hospital or so. The second part of this is the work that we as a department do in relation to the integrated program action on violence against women. You'll remember that we have provided you with a copy of that led by social development. It has particular responsibilities for the department, and we are looking at ensuring that rather than reinventing wheels, we add value to that project. Chairperson, this next blue is the NP chapters 3, 4, 6 and 9, the ones that deal with the economic cluster, the infrastructure cluster and the education and training. And it links in outcome 4 in our Minister's performance review, these components to inclusive growth. The top outcome that we've got relates to outcome 8, which is dealing with ensuring that we've got access, improved access for women to economic opportunity, both in the sense of jobs and in the sense of financial inclusion. And we've left up there also the links to the African Agenda and the SDGs. At the top here, you'll see the work that we picked up for our own responsibility in gendering of the 9-point plan, ensuring that the presidential directive that we have shared with the portfolio committee actually is implemented, monitoring the impact of that. So there's monitoring the impact of the evaluation of the economic empowerment of women through the 9-point plan. Moving to the next circle, the EP Chapter 10, Outcome 2, A Long Healthy Life, for all South Africans, and it links to sub-outcome 9, which deals with maternal mortality rate. That's the particular element that has linked in for us, and then obviously it links to SDGs 3 and 5. This block here, then maps out the link between that and ours. We participate in the science processes, the link between HIV infections and maternal mortality, obviously is a critical one. is also an area in which our work around young women is particularly relevant, given the kind of trends that we see around HIV prevalence in young women, but equally an issue that comes up from our Center for Women in the Economy report, issues around teenage pregnancy and the extent to which that is interrupting sexual learners, schooling and feeding processes, as well as obviously their ability to go into the process. The final chapter that we've picked up here is in chapter 13, which deals with the capacity of the development of sex. It sees us to outcome 4, it's outcome 12, not 18, and 16, and development orientated public service, and sub-outcome 7, sub-outcome 7, which deals with the improvement of planning and capacity of the development of sex. And that is where, unfortunately, the block has slipped a bit. But in this block here, you will see the issues of intensive planning, ensuring that our government department strategic plans and APD are making programs that empower women visible, gender responsive budgeting, so that we are able to get to a point where there's a framework that ensures that those programs that impact on women are appropriately resourced. And if we can track how much the benefits that the budget is having for changing gender relations, the gender machinery and the gender focal point, so the gender mainstreaming strategy and all of its various different vehicles, falls under that, and we want to be able to integrate that into our economic trust. Just moving to the next two slides, I'm not going to speak to them in detail, because what we've just given for ease of reference is the particular chapters are first on the previous page, so that people can see what the content of those chapters is in NDC, and on the ECG, just an indication of the ones that are specifically relevant for us, but with a very strong position from us that what we want to see, not we want to see it across all 14 outcomes, we also want to see it across all of the ECGs, we want to see the mainstream into all of them. I hope that that's been a useful key-setting introduction for why we've done a pretty radical review of our ACT. Because that thinking and alignment crystallized that we realized that the ACT that we had was only very partial. So rather than to continue with something that we knew to be inadequate, and wait until the first of April to have something that was adequate, we felt that even that we could adjust for a half of the year, it would be better for us to review that and be able to start functioning in a more aligned sense. So just as I'll now hand over to Velma to take us through the slide on the actual, where the content of the has changed, and then to Marina Tavici to talk through the structural.
The ACT of 2016 and 16 revision for the last years, chapter 3 and 4, its foundation is the current strategic plan that was created to find where the department also responded to the 2016 zone. In the request received by the department, we also requested to also include in our presentation the reflection of the government services for 2016 and how the revised ACT is addressing any of these within the respective and contacts. The strategic objective of increased women's participation in the mainstream economy has informed the strategic target of chemical resistance implemented. In response to the 2016 zone, the department has monitored how the target has decided in the different tiers of government contribute to socioeconomic development of women. In the later slide, when I look at the targets for quarter 3 and 4, I will then take the committee through the respective changes in the ACT. The increased access to services for women's social women's employment and social transformation is greater. meant that over 5 years we were aiming to have 60% decrease in EBV incidence, and we also wanted to have gender focal point standardization mechanism approved, and also the participation of lung and intensive increasing. The department in its plan program has put emphasis on the government commitment in the rededication to eradicate racism and all related intolerances in our country. This will be done through strengthening the supporting initiatives on awareness raising during the 16 days, and I will also talk to that in the 18. The strategic objective is case a number of evidence-based research conducted has remained the same in the 2016-16 ACT, in that the report on the data of women participation in the economy was launched on the 9th of August. And the department has planned to have four reports developed annually. This is also a significant change in the results 2016-16 ACT. In that, when you look at the plans that we're going to take going forward, the department will not just focus on producing a report in the status of women in the economy, but this will be informed by the policy analysis work that will be happening in the 9-point plan, implementation of the 9-point plan. So, depending on what our policy analysis comes out with at the end of the financial year, next year we may be looking in having a report in a different area. But the strategic focus will also be on improving the lives of women. An increased number of gender-responsive policies. The department responded to the FAUNA by planning to look at 60,000 laws nationally. This target is one of the targets due to capacity constraints in the department. It led to the review of the 2016-16 ACT. The increased access to social economic employment opportunities for women, the department has responded to FAUNA by monitoring the implementation and rollout of the 9-point plan and ensure that women are equal beneficiaries. That has remained the same in the 2016-18. The department will also monitor and evaluate how far the 8 aims in the Women's Charter have been met in relation to Women's Charter of 1964, which laid the ground for the 1965 Freedom Charter, and it also assess the impact of the 9-point plan in improving the lives of women. These responses have been maintained in the 2016 and 2018. While then, if we look at the targets that are currently in the last 2 quarters of the 2016-16, and I have flagged out the targets that were specifically revised. The target on one intervention plan is about for women's access and participation in the construction industry. It was reviewed into the analysis of intervention mechanisms for employment of women in the infrastructure value chain. The target was found to be incorrectly captured, and it has limited the department to the construction industry instead of the infrastructure value chain as a whole as per the 9-point plan. The next target that was revised is the one intervention plan developed for women's access and participation in agro-processing in rural economies. This target was reviewed due to the presidential directive. The department is required to monitor the implementation of the 9-point plan by the Department of Energy, Water, Transport and ICT infrastructure through this process. One intervention plan developed for women access to banking opportunities. This was also reviewed. The department will also monitor the implementation of the 19 plan by energy, water, transport, and infrastructure in line with the presidential directive. The current target, which relates to the initiation of the education paper for women financial inclusion, was also brought about by us having a plan for gender responsibility framework developed in the ACC. The department has initiated the discussion on women financial inclusion and will be developing the gender responsive budget framework by the end of the financial year. The discussion paper on increasing women participation in formal employment initiated was also brought about by the outcome of the report on the status of women, the presidential directive, and the department to monitor the implementation of the national plan by energy, water, transport, and ICT infrastructure. The analysis of intervention mechanism for the employment of women in the ocean economy will no longer just look at the ocean economy, but in line is aligned with what is required in the 19 plan. So the department has realigned this language and has a business. The analysis of intervention mechanism for implementing the status of women in the South African economic recommendation. This was a continuation of the ensuring that the report on the status of women in the South African economy, that the recommendation doesn't just fall through the cracks. We then have to involve departments that were identified as critical for our mandate and ensuring that the women's economic empowerment is advanced by the respective departments. And that necessitated that we continue instead of us just launching the report and putting it away together, just to make sure beyond the presidential directive, the department has to then go and make sure that the recommendations are implemented by the respective department by this time. The target, which also was revised in the previous ACP of 2016, is one intervention plan developed for young women and girls access to the STEM field. Here, the department will now be doing an analysis of the intervention mechanism for increasing participation of women and young women in STEM. We have considered the STEM research done by DST, and we have identified that the work done by DST and Department of Higher Education and Training is insufficient. And then we have to revise the focus and look at analyzing the intervention mechanism required for increasing the participation of women. The next target that we have in the revised ACP is the analysis of intervention and mechanism for female women and young women. Also, it was informed by the current research and research in this field. The focus is on making sure that beyond making sure that women are participating in the field, we must make sure that the screening happens in areas that are strategic that will allow for the economic empowerment of women and young women. The next target is the analysis of intervention mechanisms for implementing the status of women in the South African economy and recommendation. This one is even take on my part. I follow that check. I think I put this one. I have already added to it. Again, a responsible planning and budget control has already for consultation. The department will be developing the gender responsive budget framework that will be available at the end of the financial year. And the MSP on GDP developed this target due to the fact that the department also works with the Department of Social Development in the work or in the MSP on GDP. There was no need to develop another national strategic plan on GDP. In fact, the department will focus on developing intervention mechanisms for improving a one-stop shop for GDP survivors and indicators in the area line. The GFP standardization mechanism approved, the department has reviewed with the target and will be producing a discussion document on gender mainstream mechanism, which will include gender focal points for gender equality. This will be also the reason for the change was that the department has then realized that we cannot start by having the standardization until we have the discussion and document in place that will inform the framework that will be made available to other departments for the standardization of the objectives. The target on the research report on access and participation of young women and girls in the STEM fields has also been revised as indicated in the previous slide. We are again realigning our work and making sure that we analyze the participation of women in the STEM fields. The following are also targets that were reviewed and included in the released HCP, the RSI report for recommendation for further research on the status of women in the economy. And we also want to develop the research strategy on the status of women. The department had to have a continuation on the recommendation of the presidential directive on the status of the women report. And we also have to develop our own research strategy on the status of women instead of depending on research that is out there. We want to coalition research in the coming financial year, research that will be informed by the analysis that is conducted by the women in the department. The research report on the access and participation of young women and girls in STEM fields is also one of those targets that are touched on in the previous slide. But it appears so many times because this is one target that is the cross-cutting between the programs, and in order to ensure that there is accountability on the work that happens in this in the work that happens here, we have to then review and make sure that it looks at the recommendations that came out of the Research of Women report. The analytical report for the recommendations for further research on the Research of Women economy is a continuation of the outcome of the Research of Women report. And the department will be monitoring the implementation of the 9% in the economic cluster and department. The target on one policy analysis report produced, one policy analysis report on policies coordinated. This target was found not to be specific and hence it was reviewed. The department will now have a target which is a gender policy brief on black industrial programs developed. This reason is the reviews brought about by the fact that the department has realized that we need to also look at what the black industrial programs
state and how women benefit from the whole program. The IKM is an information knowledge management strategy developed. It has, this is a new title in the ATP, in that it has targets that were supposed to be part of the strategy, but they were then formulated as separate targets. This led to a review where the department will only look at the finalization of the IPM strategy, which encompasses the establishment of the department as an information stream on gender-based violence, information and economic empowerment and information. The other targets which were also reviewed, such as the Departmental Information Resource Center, this one was due to the human resource and financial resources not being available to take care of this target. And also the department will not be looking at the BI assessment and recommendation of IEM and this because this should be included in the strategy. The four campaigns to eliminate violence against women and their children. This is now defined in the outreach initiatives campaigns and they are aligned to the outcome putting requirements, which is the requirement of the minister in terms of the performance agreement that she has signed on the outcome. So the campaigns are in terms of the outcome policies as opposed to the strict campaigns. So the department has to do the review to make sure that there is alignment with outcome policy requirements. The stakeholder framework developed, the department did not have its own stakeholder framework in place, and it then realized the need to make sure that we do have a stakeholder framework in place and it is finalized at the end of the year. The 5-year outreach strategy developed, it was one strategy that was critical for the department to have due to the fact that we got the outreach at one of our key delivery. So we have now looked at having our own outreach strategy developed with the 5-year strategy. The outreach initiatives conducted, they have to be realigned to the requirement of the outcome 14. The following outcomes and targets, the fourth sector MME indicators and targets on women socioeconomic empowerment developed, one monitoring tool for socioeconomic empowerment of women developed, four monitoring reports on socioeconomic empowerment of women developed, and women and food security impact assessment reports. These targets were revised and the department is now developing an MME strategy as a starting point for its MME work. These are targets that fell under the monitoring and evaluation of that program. That takes us to the international report developed as a new target in a revised ATP. In this target, what we're trying to do, we're trying to make sure that the target is inclusive of all international reporting obligations that the department has. So instead of the plan listing the international engagement, we then have to have one target depending on which report is due, because you will not have the same report. The reports sometimes they are only due biannually or once in 3 years or once a year. So this target, what it will do, it will then get the department to plan better in that
doing that only account on the reports that are due in that particular financial year instead of keeping all the international obligations. The next slide, Chairperson, are going to be presented by the Chief Director, Corporate Management, it talks to the request that the department received on providing the detailed organogram and position and the indication of any vacancies, dismissals and suspensions and reasons thereof.
And honourable members, the next question is that we the slides are there, and I'm sure in terms of when we find when we package it, the particular, we need to study the animals. The animals, because animals are cruel. The annual approved structure, the structure after the reconfiguration of government after the elections in 2014, because there were certain funds in the two programs, or two branches, I'm sorry, that were transferred to the Department of Social Development, which were one branch. Our program was people with disabilities, the other one, children. Then we remain with two branches, and the two branches obviously we couldn't change anything at that time. One branch was women empowerment and gender equality, and the other one was corporate management. So we have to do with that one. But subsequent to that, in early 2015, we have to. Given the budget that we had, we have to strategize and come with a roadmap of now getting into the actual budget of the department in line with the budget that was given. So then we have to decide on the organizational structure in 2015, which was approved by the minister in June and later in September. So that particular structure. Then we have to downscale the RDGG from corporate and release it to a core function. So technically, as we speak, we've got two branches, which the third branch is social transformation and economic empowerment. It's headed by our DGG, sitting on our far right, Ms. Benedict McCain. And then the second DGG, which is the branch, is policy, stakeholder coordination, and knowledge management. It's headed by Ms. Mavato Ramaphosa, sitting closer to me on my right hand. And then there we come to the chief directorate, which is for two branches. The chief directorate, which normally for our own internal understanding, is going to be called the division as branches. The one corporate management, headed by him and then back to Najiwiti. Then we have strategic management, which is headed by Balma. Which is on my left, was presenting recently. And then lastly is the Chief Financial Officer, headed by Ms. Jamalbin Chiga. So these are people that have probed the branches and sub-branches. But over and above that, we have got our Chief Director, Young Monitoring Evaluation Authority, presenting the last presentation in terms of the advice APP, the majority of the bulk of the work. Is in monitoring and evaluation. The chief director is means non-regaise Dami. So Matawa Dami. So maybe members need to raise your hand so that members can see you. Yes. She's not she touched on the department now. Monitoring and evaluation. She touched on financial general and stuff like that. So over and above I'm sure the two colleagues that you always said then and both, yeah, I'm sure you know the numbers. So, This 15 showed the structure of the department that was included in PG, and so I need to introduce the because in the chief of the city office, so you know very well. But over about that, governance key in terms of the structure, where for the internal audit is very key, it's there that residing in the dean's office.
The DG is also new in the department.
When April last year.
April last year, but before we went to site inflation. Before we went to site inflation. After, okay, now I'm going to do the site inflation, the DG is on the DG.
Okay, thank you, President. So I was just giving in terms of the highlight in terms of organizational structure. Because in this particular structure, it's the structure, I mean, it's the strategy that follows the structure that we have. Because normally it should be the strategy set, but lots of budgetary constraints, we have to keep everything within the budgetary constraints, I mean, the budget given us. So, in terms of the position, yeah, the HR status now, in terms of program, which is our branch, program in terms of finance, branch in terms of HR, the approved post in program one, there are 89, program two, 20, program three is 23. The total number of positions in terms of the factor that was presented is 135. But the fifth post, program 1, 7, 7, 2, and the majority of these posts are compliance positions, obviously driven by DJC and national treasure. Majority of them is a compliance position. The essential segregation of which is quite a number of things. And then program 2, currently we've got 9 warm bodies. Program 3, we've got 22. Then the funded positions, these are positions that we have advertised on positions as we speak now. We are busy, some of them have been interviewed, some are going to be interviewed in a week or so. So there's 6, 2 and 1. And unfunded positions there. So the vacancy rate as we present this report is still at 8%, which is below the required 10%. If you didn't feel funded vacant position 10% and above the MPES and the older general government.
Thank you, sir. Thank you to the department. One of the members is for the 5 minutes. She is available. And they have to have a little bit of a question.
Thank you. Thank you.
covered by SD15, which is page 516. It seems ethics to me is a cut and fit, because it still reflects the whole progress of the old ACP, and this is my concern, as it must protect the difference between the two. So your right ACP makes reference to the current bus passenger claim. That's what the right ACP also passenger. Is this a difference? Is this bus strategic claim different to the previous strategic claim which was presented to the Commission 2015? 2020, in terms of the progress that was done in the education plan, but I must say that there are extending issues that we are struggling with in the PSA, because surely this is going to implicate or this is going to have negative impact in your annual report, in your next annual report. Your readers are not published. That's what I'm telling you. Your readers are not published in the election. 9 months down the line, and this is a challenge in regards to, knowing the readers on the election. What are the challenges? And when do you think you finalize the election? Because this should not be an ongoing process. It must be exactly an end and a process. You also mentioned that money, irregular expenditure, which was resourced from Domain, but I did not get correctly checked which was from Domain, the National Treasury. So we just to update me on that. So let me get my other questions in order that I can come back.
Yeah, maybe another additional to follow up on the question that the issue that was raised by the honorable member is I think I was just in terms of this issue because you know the document which has been with a public document. I'm not sure if it's a public convention document. The document is the forward, the minister's forward. The minister thinks that just in terms, this is the first ADD of the public administration. This was the case in the end. I do not know if it's revised or the first one actually or the revised one. That's what we need to see after today's issue. We need to hear the issue. Because we need to know if the department is now going to have altogether a new CC that they can come up with for moon from now and everything else. That's what we need to see after. You know, when you read this document and then you see what's going to be there, I think you have a place to say that.
Thank you, Shane. I just want to find out, now that you have only three programs, what is the budget? Fourth program, the amount that was allocated, the fourth program, and also the personnel that is responsible for the fourth program? What is the impact? And why has the department also specified with regard to the original improvement plan? The campaign is a key person responsible for each action required in the audit action plan. And also, with the lead commitment, has the lead commitment certification been collectively disclosed? If not, I just want to know why not. The lead, have any fees been awarded within 2015-2016 financial year? And also, the procurement process. How is it is compliant? How do you ensure that you are compliant? And what has been the outcome of this being in non-compliance in the regard? And also the debt reconciliation. By when will the debt reconciliation be done? Why has this reconciliation not been done? And will it be finalized before the financial year ends that not be in a month? And also just another thing is that it is irregularly are doing according to the national actual regulation. And also just want to talk about the asset register. Is it complete? If not, why not? If any errors, I think I should actually mention that if any errors have been identified, the answers are registered and have been also if they have been corrected. And also the department is actually using Excel and yet I think before the fourth panel they're talking about the logic, but now it's going back again Excel. What is happening between now and then?
Our work is to see the annual report, the documentary. you are saying that we've got not to see, you know, the same program. This year, 2015, 2016, we want to reach out 5,000 people annually. In terms of your presentation, you are indicating a five year target, but this is a review of the APT. There are no annual targets, but a five year target. I think, to me, this presentation that you presented now is not consistent. You know. I'm just confused with the difference. It's confused with the difference. Thank you.
Jim?
Yes.
Yeah. As you have said in our presentation, this particular committee will not inform the review of the APT. And the question is, maybe we could cause a confusion to add to the particular committee. If we can see why it was included, why was this written down in the first place? Why were they not informed? We know that you said that you take it to Parliament, but in the meantime, this is not really much important for the review process. And we can see why this was included in the establishment for the OECD, given the number of products that have been reviewed, that have been reviewed. Why is that A, as you know, the current APC when you start to cover the overview of the change? When you are reporting, you still mention the problem for what is the problem now, and you have revised the APC for the next three problems. It's only a three problem. But you still mention the problem for I'm saying it's the issue that the question is not the answer. The next question is according to the 2016 testing of the national exchange. The total number of data posts for 2016 as we have mentioned here, but the allocation of the post allocation, the post allocation is far less than 30%. And given the reduction in problems in problem 4 and 3, how do you reconfigure yourself in problem 2 and 3, which are the steps for, to work on, and can you help us on that? And what were the implications of the restructure in terms of employees, previous position and possibilities? And on the problem, the previous problem, 82, on administration, we have 8 KPI, on the revised 82, we have 18, on the social political program, economic certification, we have 7, in the previous 82, now we have 11, and on the project, 7 KPI, and now we have 11 KPI. How do you reconsider this data? And this is also considered to us. And then the other thing, you also mentioned that you have no report, there is no report that we have sent to us with regard to the employment of the state and what has remained and whether this remaining state is going to consider it that you have in the staff of the department. And how do you define which type to move and what to do?
I just wanted to confirm that you are the allocation of personnel and also the budget. You have the core function of the department receiving a very small amount of the budget. And yet, we continue to give administration more, a big chunk of the budget, I think that was really trying to the budget. It is quite alarming. That means that you are going to end up
this program of social transformation and economic empowerment, which is what is supposed to be the core function of this department. We only have 9 organizing activities in our program. And we talk about the policy, stakeholder, coordination, knowledge management, the only opportunity. And we also have, I mean, this like, is really not good. We have a lot of responsibilities that we can take upon. How are we actually going to be able to achieve this, given the fact that we have a small amount of personnel that are responsible for this?
Thank you, these are very insightful and very useful questions, and they're questions that we are trying to work on that. So I hope that in my responding, we'll be able to better convey the process that we've been through over the last, in this financial year. But also to the point where it's that there are certain things that we still we have made errors we need to address them, and I will confront those. But I think the other element is the critical understanding of this department and the dynamics within which we have to manage that. But let me start with the issue of the resourcing of the administration programs with the core business. We agree with you entirely. We had in our restructuring process deliberately and consciously scaled down the administration program to the absolute bare minimum. We are advised by GTSA that you can't touch the administration staff to unconstrain people and still be able to comply with what Treasury and GTSA and the AG and GTSA require. If that is the situation in government, and that's their benchmark, is that you can't get below that without landing up, or you don't have segregation of duty, you don't have the capacity to be able to do your auditing functions, or your planning functions, or your HR functions. It then means that you've got to ensure that in the funding processes from Treasury, that is given, and then there's an allocation that enables you to have the appropriate resourcing for the core business of the department. In the restructuring process, the largest percentage of staff, and I'm sure Shabiki will elaborate on this, but the largest percentage of the staff that were in the department had the skills for the administration program rather than for core business. But even so, we have migrated people in the restructuring skills audit from the administration program into core business wherever there was a possibility of that change. So on that, we are not in any disagreement with the programming committee. It is the difficulty that we have in managing our personnel within a budget that is extremely inappropriate for delivering on that complexity, and that size really does reflect the complexity of what we need to be able to do. It does put an enormous burden on the people who are in core business, who are having to function way beyond what would be expected if we were able to fund the post. And it is part of what we will be and are consistently engaging with Treasury on. Our major, because it is the current economic and fiscal situation, Treasury does not have additional money to give to anybody, unfortunately, including us. Despite the fact that there is a recognition from Treasury side that they have not accurately analysed the specific functions of the department and think, but allocated budget accordingly when the department is governed. So we have a commitment that we go through this year's community in process to ensure that we do attain to that. It also requires us to be creative about how we're able to work internally as smartly as possible, and to explore whether there are other options for us to be able to bring capacity on board, not on a permanent basis, but on a contract basis, because we can only source permanently if we've got the downstream money in the NGFA. If we have got, for example, as we do have for next year, a certain amount of savings, we would be able to effectively run a contract basis for that time period, but we would not then be able to guarantee that we got that capacity for years 2 and years 3. And that's where we would need to engage with Patreon. think the expert thinks that your observations are absolutely correct. We are trying to find the bench, and we've got compliance issues that have to be attended to in the administration program. We have the skills or the warm bodies that were already in that program. Bearing in mind also that under that program consists of one of the DGs and one of the ministry, right, who sit somewhere between corporateness and administration. So it's not entirely your kind of HR or planning or kind of function. But that is the situation that we are managing. We have established a budget committee that manages the compensation of employees' budgets, so that myself and the minister are supported by technical work around how best to use that, and as far as possible, the emphasis is to ensure that we use whatever savings there are or whatever money is available to build our core capacity. Chairperson, the issue of the, let me start with strategic review. I think that if we have not yet the proposed that is sufficiently confirmed, we need to humble ourselves and apologize for that. It has been a process that our ministers very direct guidance through our ECO meetings and through the strategic planning session in July. We have engaged very deeply with the strategic unpacking of the mandate of the department, and in that process realized that the ACT that was tabled at the beginning of last year was in fact substantially inadequate, and that the ACT that we would be tabling for 2016 or 17 would be profoundly different, and hence the recognition and decision that we would need a revised ACT. And you perfectly corrected our errors. We have referred to this as the version APT of the first administration, which should be the revised APT, and therefore a second, so in the first year. And we will ensure that we develop and evolve and correct them. So because we realized in that material strategic review, this was back at the end of the first quarter, that in fact our 2016 strategic direction was going to be substantially different. We agreed that rather than proceeding to try and implement in the second half of the year a strategic plan that was deemed to be severely limited, we should rather revise an ACP to be able to support. In this year, we have also reviewed our budget program structure to ensure better alignment with our revised structure. That budget program structure, in fact, in terms of the allocation of money from the 1st of April 2016-17. So two things, we should have presented a revised budget program structure on the basis of the four budget programs rather than the three. And that is something that we are currently interacting with DME and the AG on to be able to get good technical advice. Effectively, what if the financial terms program 3 and 4 in this document is now amalgamated into 3. But we seem to be being advised to disaggregate again into programs 3 and 4, both of which will be managed by the policy stakeholder for ordination and knowledge management branch. So if you look at...
Did you
know what
the people
our financial structure, in other words, our budget program structure, is four budget programs for the 2015-16 year. Our revised ACT, much of you were concentrating on where we go to, which in 2016-17 is a three budget program structure. Our revised ACT should have spoken to this year's budget program structure, which is four. And we're currently in the process of engaging with ECME and the AG, and we'll clear that up. So you're perfectly correct, it's an anomaly, and we will clear it up. Our money is allocated into four budget programs this year. We need to ensure that we report on those four programs, and we will bring back to you a document that aligns. We will not change any of the targets and indicators, but we will need to make you very clear these are program keys in the program for and our infrastructure policies for that. I think it's a process of us trying to strategically reorientate the department at the same time as delivering on women's time and 15 days, as which, as you know, is extremely limited. But you are correct about the assignment, and it's an issue that we will attend to. And in the 2016-17, because I think that considering in the question of exodus and some of the questions with FICA and another ATT coming, indeed there will be an ATT and a revised strategic plan tabled in on the 10th of March for 2016-17. And I'm hoping that when you get that, you will see the logic of where we've actually been using time to get to. What we need to make a clear commitment to the portfolio committee, because I fully accept that this year has been a difficult year to track exactly what we're doing. We have been working incredibly hard to ensure that the strategic plan that we are going to table in March and the ATP that we are going to table in March are quality documents, top of the line, both that complex line that you've seen and our budget program structure, and that we will therefore be doing that. That's exactly what we will be doing in the course of the year. I can keep checking that there are follow-up questions before I'm able to deal with any of the answers. But maybe it would be worthwhile for us to share this completely before we move to the other, because I do think that this is fundamental in terms of what we're trying to get to at this point.
Okay. I'm just getting a part of the thing what is the whole idea of in which position to say what we really hope to achieve. Because I think it's the logic question that we change the relationship. Because we'll be evaluating, we'll be assessing based on two, APTs. And that's a problem because we appropriated money in the ENE using your normal APT. That's our position. And I was just asking myself, what was the idea behind you changing this APT? Because it changes everything, it changes all the money, it changes, it changes all the programs that we have. So I understand your explanation, but you'll be confused, and I'm telling you, we wholeheartedly, we are supporting this department. Yeah? And in terms of the allocations that you're doing, it's my feeling, it's not going to make any difference. And we want to look as a portfolio committee for that commitment to the OP for, though we understand the challenges in the country is facing, but we want to, even in the next 2 or 3 years, we want to look for more funding for this situation. Otherwise, this limitation is going to continue if it continues the budget that is facing. But this is the condition that we are making now. We are having challenges. Normally, we agree with the situation in terms of the mandate and how we move forward in terms of assisting and empowering our women going forward. But with this position that we have been, I think what we need, and we hear them as opposition and raise issues, which are relevant, and it will be difficult for other members of the ruling party to defend things that need to change.
Yes, I do understand this honorable effect, because now we are reaching on the 10th of March, we are also coming for the 2015, which is a year for the 2016-2016, which I don't know whether we are going to look at any changes, or are we going to give us another big
Thank you. standards you are presenting to be in terms of three programs. And the initial one, for this program, is a budget program. Now, on this second one, on the value, there are three programs. Now, what I want to know is, what happens to the budget of the three programs? And therefore, the question is, whenever you come here, you must know that you are coming to the people who are presenting the community, and you must hear us.
Do that, and so we will see it again. You'll see it with great timeline,
for when issues need to be operationalized and then be able to adjust in terms of that aspect. Just in those are probably the overarching issues that I wanted to touch on, and then perhaps the TIGO or the particular strategic aspect may want to come up on other issues, or I think corporate management that could come on some of the topic issues that I just touched on.
On the issue of politics, I think the area it was explained that there would be areas which are not secure, but it does not mean that those have not been extended. For instance, the issue of big not publishing the internet website, when will it happen, when will it be finalized? In the current financial year, the date when we are reporting, we did not have any deeds that were awarded by the department. So as such, we would not say it is resolved, it's done, until the end of the financial year or until there are deeds that have been awarded. Whether the suppliers or vendors is accurate, yes, it is accurate with the current suppliers that we have. But at the end of the financial year, towards the end of the financial year, we will be advertising for vendors, for suppliers to put up these applications for the different services that they have to do. And then we will again update our applications, as we do each annual. The irregular expenditure that was prolonged was recently, I think now in February. It was for HR-related irregular expenses, which was prolonged because we had to carry it over until it was prolonged. So it was done now in February. It was 292, but the director of corporate management mentioned that it was every month for a lot of those who were still in the system, we report that amount of irregular. But now that it could be condoned, we'll stop them reporting when we're reporting now in quarter three, we're including them to September, October, December. So we would have included in January and in February up until the date that it was put on when we stopped reporting on it because we have hello, in quarter two. It was April, May, June, July, August, September. April, May, June, July, August, September. That is quarter two. So it's a difference of what the second was supposed to have end and what will the second end. That's the question. Then October, November, December, it's again you add on to that kind of thing. So the difference of what the second was. And then now that it has been removed, then it stops reporting this. SCMRC has condoned the treasure. They have to go to treasure after due process of investigation has been done. But the bulk of the SCM1 of 3 and I just explained the point, the bulk of the the part of the FCM one was 22. The 392 284 hospice. This was during the time when we had the AU summit. We had issued an order for a certain number of people which would cost the department so much. However, it turned out during the summit as there were a lot of people. Then other people went in for lunch, I think, as we were hosting the high level. Yes. Now other people that were not part and parcel of the high level deliberations, they went in the east. Now the hotel is counting the number of people that he has served, and then they were sitting today. So many people have served, so many people. But now, according to SM processes, if you got an order of 100 rand, you can only exceed by 15%. Anything that is more than 15%, then it makes it difficult. So that's the 92, which was that excess that the order is not matching the import. I think we spent about plus minus three million. We that's an estimated amount, plus minus 3 million, but I think it is in under major events. We spent about plus minus 3.5 million to be exact. Which will change the next time we come. Because except when we were making payments, we made the payments under the book while we were reaching for national product to take the money. And then when the money was excess, we then generalized the exchange charge. The terms of conciliation were in them, they were done monthly, but just indicated early. Because it's a long-going process, it's difficult to say it's closed off, it's done, we think it will. After the receiver, that it is complete. The asset register at the end of 2014-15, it was complete. However, sometimes it's difficult to have 100% control on when there is a meeting, somebody doesn't get into this room and move the chair. When they move the chair, they leave in the office where the meeting was. Now you come with the asset register, the chair is special supposed to be in this room. Is no longer in the other register of the chair. And then when you go to the room where the chair was left, it's not in the office, it's now reflected there. So that is why we also say it's ongoing. But what we do asset verification, physical asset verification processes twice a year. We've done one in September, where we counted assets on the other register and assets on the floor and rectified the errors. And we're going to do one now in preparation for the head of financial year, so that when we reflect the asset register, we reflect a correct and complete state of affairs. The issue of asset register being in Excel versus floating, this is still a challenge that's present. And one thing that makes it to be a challenge is not have the capacity of people that have got looking. So we have to get people that have looking. And we spoke about it in ESCO on Monday, where it was agreed that we need to come up with a plan of how we go to get people that have got looking understanding and ensure that the assets are captured correctly.
going to take in new and new classes in this and for them to their strategy plan that's good. I'll start with the strategy plan so that I'll leave the question. Firstly, the review of any strategic plan and ACT is a requirement and there are processes that we follow. One of these honorable secretaries is your current left to consult National Treasury, UTMA, and AGSA. So then the second lap of 2016-2018 is the one in front of you. Because it was happening within a financial year, the second draft, the one that will be held in front of you, the one that we are presenting today, the report. That one, because it happens in the middle of the financial year, those processes were then overtaken by the what we did as well to get the executive authority can decide to review. So when that happened, we did not then have to go and consult on the plan. But the current plan that we are working on now for the next financial administration, that they have gone through the processes of going to Centrally, they will check whether the head of smart together with the system. So we are indeed reviewing the strategic plan because you cannot have a change in strategic direction and not review the strategic plan. What may that include the slides that response to trauma in the current presentation today, because we are reporting against the current strategic plan, we did not review it. So just that clarity. Then on the issue of the revised APC issue, the annual target. When you review the meeting of the year, it becomes you are reviewing the annual target. Because you cannot just review quarterly targets without trying to align back to the annual target. You look at what did you say you will do and what are you reviewing in what is supposed to be, which should be the annual target. So we did look at the annual target. When did you send the response from DCMA on how we're going to report at the end of the financial year? We will try in that response to then, in case if there are areas which we have picked up as error areas, because it was a very difficult exercise to do. For example, there were questions that were coming out which are related to the budget being over for programs. But when the review happened of the program structure, call the name of program for is monitoring and evaluation and outreach. Those are now under program 3. So when we review the annual target of those, it was an easy exercise. Nothing is changing the name of the sub-program. Now, instead of being a program, it's becoming a sub-program, but a separate sub-program. Because when you look at program 3 in the new plan, you see that it was 5 sub-programs. So those are the things that, in terms of alignment, is in short in the new plan that we'll be taking on the 10th of March. I hope it is very satisfying.
The implication of employees after restructuring. What we have done the department is like we indicated the corporate management was downgraded from a branch of the chief director, affected quite a number of members, but not sort of them who have engaged in GPAC. And that discussion, as you see, is ongoing. But those people are in our payroll, getting the salaries. There was a question also in terms of employing in this particular thing quarter two and quarter three in terms of employing people with disabilities. The status for name, I think, by the focus is being employed in anybody during that particular group. But you are half the 2%. Second. Yeah, I think the names of people in the organization at Vice is one of the specialists. Yeah, because we put the three people who thought we would take the whole decision. But those names we have, I think, we're not having anything to be for the rest of the team and put in higher. We'll check with them.
Confused because they think, I mean, overall, we've been told that they are very highly skilled personnel that are actually in the department. But then you realize also the communication itself looks that no one's really reviewing the business they're dealing with because there's a lot of confusion of, you know, what it is that the department is doing. Also, I just want to find out what the CFO spoke about the laws. Does it mean that you're going to hire somebody who has that local experience? Do you have person now that you're going to train to make sure that they can actually use that system of the what is your plan that being funded post-ready on that? And also, with regards to the, I think it's actually the same thing that we had, we're talking about the delegation where there are 200 people that are showed up and came and ate them and then the food that was 200 of them. That not, who's going to be responsible for that? Who's going to do that? And what measures did you measure? Because if you take on the high delegation people, usually you cannot gate crash the high delegation function. And just go into what happened here, what measures, and who's going to be responsible for that?
So there are the special meetings that the minister are hosting on kind of a panel for ministers of change, including experts who are in the community. Now, the department was responsible in providing lunch, but only the administrative of the minister. However, during the lunch, other delegates from other countries who were delegates that attended for the provided lunch, they went and ate in the meeting that we were proposing. Now when we were made aware, it when you went to go for lunch, it's all but it's a real member for the meeting. And this but they are just coming in to the meeting. So that is the number that went over that time when you were the head of school group, then you have to the door and show that your practice is in FC and not anywhere else. So that's what it is in the comments. With regards to 16 days, with regards to 16 days, in terms of planning for 16 days, we plan the indicating goes to all partners in the community to indicate that we don't spend for 16 days and each department is probably indicate what are the plans and we have a national program. However, we are responsible for the 2 days, especially the DMC and the day. While the department started for their own program, and they will indicate in my department we go to one single program and we have them in a calendar. So the 25th and the 10th of December, the department, including the program that is hosting, they co-find the activity. And what happens is that they are still hosting on the 11th of December. If, like last year, we didn't have a team, not just took responsibility for catering or bringing people to the market, and they paid us back one department. In terms of monitoring of e-books and synthetic, they have reports to indicate that after the 15 days, the U.S. report, we had training, then we had a campaign, we included that in one report, but we've not really gone out and see if the event actually happened there, because we rely on the report that are there. Yeah, the principal family that comes from other departments, we are responsible for the own money, but we join the team for the position.
Also appoint new people that say that would then assist and help people to train the ones that are there. Training is done at the same time and the current staff have already started to the training of Lopez. Lopez got different profiles in terms of functionality, the performance functionality, the asset functionality. So we want to then train if they people on the own looking, which is not possible. We will look for funding when we do the MPF validation at national treasury, when we motivate our kids to get at least people that could then be appointed permanently to have seen improvements to the department in 2013.
Thank you. I'm just noticing catering, the catering expenses for the income for women's money for 15 days, 1 million, 3 million, another 1 million. Now this actually goes for all departments in government. I just want this department to keep it in the back of their mind because we are coming for the budget process after the day. So we need, if you listen to the minister's speech on cost-cutting measures, you know, austerity measures that we need to put in place. We need seriously to look at it there. So the thing of catering is one totally out of control. And the whole thing of catering, it comes with holding areas and we do not have politicians and the premiers and the mayors that get invited. We are doing these things of holding areas on top of the council. We are politicians, we are police party representatives, we have to meet with our people. Because that is extremely costly to all these holy areas. Then you find that one thing, there are 3-4 holy areas. For what? Why would we have this kind of holy areas? Why put up in holy areas if you do not want it? The whole thing about consumption, we need to seriously look at this thing about consumption, uncontrollable consumption and opulence. when we are living in amongst the sea of poverty, we represent the poorest of the poor out there, and we can't display opulent life there. And this uncontrollable consumption. So this is something we need to seriously look at. We need to cut that thing. We can't continue to spend this kind of the area. And we need to really look at it. So to keep it back of your mind when we go to the process, so we need to cut this thing here. That's very important.
Maybe I'll do the DG for the children.
The amount of the major cost containment measures in Australia, we will certainly take that very seriously. And I think that that issue, which is all no matter what our responsibilities are living the direction of being given by the requirements. So we certainly take that into our plan going forward. Chairperson, the one area that we have not engaged recently, not responded on, is the issue of the extractive resources around energy. And I think that it may be something that we would certainly, as a department, given where we are with the new chief director in the appointed, we're having to review the way in which we are approaching it, the alignment with NME and the 9-point plan. It would certainly then just ask if we would have an opportunity to engage with you on that as a kind of standalone agenda item. So that would be our suggestion, is that that's following on from the minister's commitment in the last meeting, that you would like to see us engage not just in the quarterly compliance meetings, but on particular topics of time there. That would be one that we would suggest would be a useful project that we'd be able to share with you. The work that we've done with DPNC around monitoring the planning process of the department, as well as the work that we're doing around NME framework, as well as some of the work that we have already been involved in this year. So I think, Chairman, on that basis, we owe you a couple of documents in which we've indicated we have provided you with further detail on the allocation of stock and the names of stock in terms of components, which we have to do in the department. In that we would also indicate which posts are vacant and which posts are at what stages of security issues so we can. But obviously then you realize that that's also vacant, so by the time you get us, we may actually have to put a warm body in, so we still give you that information. We will certainly come back to you on the basis of our discussions further with DPME and Treasury and AG and give you full clarity on the way in which we will be handling the reporting, and I really want to make a commitment that we will ensure that we make it as clear as possible and that we remove any confusion that we may be either in the way in which we prepare documentation or in the way in which we are trying to deal with the transition. But I do want to say to the committee that I am comfortable that the work that we've been doing parallel to this process of reviewing APP on designing the strategic plan of APP for next year, we will be in a far better position, a far clearer position as from the 1st of April, which will certainly enable us to have a far more qualitative engagement with the project system than we can have been able to do it. The 2-year constitution process has not been an easy one. It has financial resources, it has personnel resources, it has a massive turnover of personnel in the department, and all of that has actually contributed to a challenging year. But I do think, and I'm putting food on the block because it's holding to this at the end of next financial year, that we have matured significantly as a department. We put in place a whole lot of systems and controls that we are now enabling us to identify problems in the first department timing team. We note and we value the feedback from the proposals about when we are still dropping the ball, and we will strive to ensure that we deal with all of this. But we want to indicate that we have a process in which, as you see from, I think, the lead from our report, that we are taking the guidance that we're giving us very seriously and making sure that we are implementing progressively gaining new service, and we do hope that we can do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have become a